chapter 2. This title of this message is Cloth Encounters. Not Cloth Encounters, but Cloth Encounters. It's just about getting the whole story. There's three pictures I'm going to speak about. Each one has got a cloth in them. I was stuck in a scripture in Luke chapter 2, verse 6 and 7, and I knew that Jesus was trying to speak to me about something. And I see at time you just read the word of God, you get stuck on a scripture and you think, Jesus, what are you trying to communicate here? And then I get led to another scripture and then another scripture. And this was a scripture I got led to, Luke chapter 2, verse 6 and 7. And it's really this morning, I want to speak to you about getting the whole story. It's important that we get the whole story, isn't it? This is a nativity season. And me and Isabel's been to nativity plays for the kids, and the schools do an amazing job of doing all that festive stuff. And we've got a nativity play this evening, and that's part of the story, is a nativity scene. But it's important for us to appreciate the whole story. Let me just explain. Luke chapter 2, verse 6 and 7. And while they were there, the time came for our baby to be born. We came to that baby, who is Jesus. She gave birth to her first child, a son. She wrapped him snugly in strips of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no lodgings available for them. And quite rightly so, this is what we celebrate at Christmas. This is a happy story because the birth of only child is a happy story. No matter what culture you belong to, we kind of Kylie had her baby shower this week. It's happiness, it's celebration. And when people give birth to babies, people come with gifts, and we see the wise men came with gifts, and the babies never really did nothing to deserve the gifts, is it? It's just a happy time. We see the birth of Jesus as a happy time, our celebration, there's angels singing, there's a time of rejoicing, and oh, it's just happy, 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 happy. I went to the St. Andrew's School last week to see Emily do a nativity, and she learned her lines as an angel, and there's moms and dads and grannies and grandads, and they're getting giddy and they're weeping because they're seeing their child perform, and it's about the story of how Jesus came as a baby. It's a happy time. We've got the story, the first cloth encounter, and this is the best I could do. If this cloth was wrapped, it says in verse 7, she gave birth to her first child, a son. She wrapped him snugly in strips of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no lodgings available for him. This cloth would represent snugness. If this cloth could speak, so I just wrapped Jesus up. It's to do with a mother's heart. Said, I want even Messiah, baby Jesus, the Savior, came into the world. He needs cloth as well. He needs to be wrapped snugly. But for kids, that's just part of the story about this cloth, was to wrap Jesus snugly in a manger, a time of celebration. We've got to ken that there's more of the story. If you was to say to me, Kevin, it's been significant in your life. It's amazing because really the birth of Jesus, when you study it, there's not really that much written about it, not because it's not significant. It absolutely is significant, but it's only mentioned in two of the Gospels because there's more of the story. And if you was to say to me, Kevin, if it's significant about your life, and I was to say to you, hey, well, 21st of July, 1982, for them that ticking notes, you should have been there. Broch mighty word. It was amazing the day that I came into the world. And our celebration, and oh, you should have seen it. My uncles and my aunties came with gifts. My granny was probably came and visited. And oh, it was just such a celebration. And if it's a significant thing that's happened in my life, you would think, well, hold on a minute. Surely there's more to the story. And the day he was born, and I would have been there in my little manger, snugly wrapped, and time of celebration. And there's just more to the story. There's more to my story. There's more to your story than the day he was born. And I love Christmas time. I'm not saying we shouldn't celebrate. We should celebrate with everything we've gotten. But there's simply more to the story. And sometimes at the Christmas time church, we can just tell the congregation and our friends and family that come and see us do things, we can just tell them a bit of the story, the good bit. The time of celebration when Jesus came and there was angels and he says, joy to the world, peace on earth to all mankind whom God has favored, and it's nights of joy, and it's only a bit of the story. Sometimes I can just tell a bit of the story as well. I'm sure men, husbands, you can relate to this. If Isabel goes away for a day and she takes the kids, it means I've got a free day, hallelujah. Peace on earth, peace in the house. And then she'll come back and she'll say, well, what have you done with your day? I'll tell her the good bit. I'll say, well, can you not tell that the living room's hoovered? Can you not tell that the dishes are done and the dinner's in the oven? See, I can tell her the things that, again, that she would like to hear. The fact I tell her is that I found time to watch 2 games of football, had a pot noodle for my dinner, a big bag of Doritos for my pudding. Like the big, I've moved on for the little bags of Doritos. They're just too small. I walk past them in the shops and think they're kids' sizes. Give me the big bag. And I wouldn't tell her that. I wouldn't tell her that I had time to put my feet up. I had time to go on my phone. I would simply tell her, I can't if it would put a smile on her face. And the story of this cloth at Christmas time is a good story. Of course it is. It's a celebration. It's a birth of a child. His name was Jesus. And he came to rescue mankind. It was a miraculous birth. Mary birthed through the power of the Holy Spirit. There was angels involved. Joseph got visited in a dream for an angel. And if this cloth could speak, it would say, I was there when Jesus was born. And I wrapped him. It was a snug cloth, time of celebration. It was a happy story. But it's only part of the story. It's cloth encounter number one. And I was stuck on this verse because I believe Jesus was trying to say something to me that it's only part of the story. It says that he was wrapped in cloth, got laid in a manger after a period of rejection because there was no room in the inn. Turn with me, if you would, to cloth encounter number 2. It's found in Luke chapter 23, verse 50. The first cloth was a cloth of snuggly, warmth, comfort. And he was laid in a manger, preceding a time of rejection. But here's another picture of Jesus, because there's more to the story than the fact that he came as a baby. So now there was a good and righteous man. This was after the time of the crucifixion. His name was Joseph. He was a member of the Jewish High Council. But he had not agreed with the decisions and actions of the other religious leaders. He was from the town of Arimathea in Judea. He was waiting for the kingdom of God to come. He went to Pilate and asked for Jesus' body. Then he took the body down from the cross and wrapped it in a long sheet of linen cloth and laid it in a new tomb that had been carved out of rock. his birth. I was angels singing. I was rejoicing. I was celebration. It says that this newborn baby was wrapped in a cloth snugly. It was placed in a manger after a time of rejection because there was no room in the inn. But here is the picture of the crucifixion, because there's more of the story than Jesus came as a baby. The angels pronounced at his birth, his name will be Jesus because he will save them from their sins. And his birth should be celebrated, but here we go, the crucifixion. And it's not the same happy feeling we get when a child is born. This is a man. His name is Jesus, and he was God. And he died for our sins. It says he was marred beyond recognition. But here we have Joseph. And it's a second cloth encounter. Because he says that as Jesus was taken for the cross, he says that Joseph wrapped him in cloth. Linen cloth, nae as a baby, nae longer to receive some warmth, but as a living sacrifice to hide his nakedness. And it says that when Mary, on the mare, taking him as a baby, wrapping him cloth and putting him in a manger, preceding a time of rejection, it was his friend, sensitive friend Joseph, a follower of Jesus, took him for the cross. Wrapped him in cloth. Laid him in a manger, but in a tomb. Not because there was no room in an inn, but that the world rejected him as Lord and Saviour. You've got to ken more of the story than Jesus came as a baby. He was the Lamb of God that came to take away the sin of the world. He is Jesus, and this cloth represents now for us the sacrifice that Jesus made. Not a time of celebration, but a time of crying, a time of mourning, a time of pain, a time of agony. That his birth, that he could take wise men, could follow him. That he could take shepherds to follow him. But yet his crucifixion, the disciples were scattered. But yet, what does it mean for us? Because there's more of the story for me than Jesus came as a baby. It's that he died for my sins. It's that he had a calling upon his life even before he was born, even before they saw him, even before Mary and Joseph took care of him. He had a calling upon his life, and it was to die for you. He had a calling upon his life that he would live a sinless, spotless life. And God had declared, without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sins. And this cloth represents not just snugness, it represents a sensitive friend that is caring for the Lamb of God that was slain before the foundations of the world. And you might rejoice at this time because he came as a baby. But can you rejoice that this cloth encounter represents your salvation? That he said it is finished. It's not so much about how you begin, and maybe that's how it's only recorded in two of the Gospels. Every Gospel represents how Jesus' life on earth ended. Crying out, Abba, Father, Father, why have you forsaken me? Our sin went on to Jesus. He became the curse for us, for every man that died in a tree shall be cursed. But there was a great divine swap that our sin went on to him, and his righteousness and his holiness and his life and his purity came on to us so we can be spotless and blameless before a heavenly Father. That this cloth represents, it is finished. That Jesus came as a baby and he achieved the mission that was before him. If this cloth could speak, it would say I was there. To be sensitive to Jesus, to hide his nakedness. A far cry for the celebration of 33 years previous. But what does it mean? You see, there's more to the story than simply he came as a baby. He died for your sins. Can we rejoice just as much as he came as a baby? Can we rejoice that he died for me? And we've sang it this morning. We sing on a weekly basis. It's crimson stain, the stain of my sin, been washed white as snow. And for sin abounds, grace abounds much more. You need to come this morning if it means to you that Jesus didn't just come as a baby, but he came and he died for you. And you cannot out-sin God. It doesn't matter what you've done previous or what you've done it with, that this cloth would say there's hope in Jesus Christ, because I was there when he cried to it is finished. You see, there's more to the story. Let's turn in your Bibles to John chapter 20. This is our last cloth encounter. John chapter 20, because you got to get this as well. It's important that he came as a baby. It's important that he came to die for you. And we need to care what it means for our lives today. John chapter 20, reading from 1 to 7. Because there's more to the story. When he came as a child, there's more to the story that he came and was wrapped in linen cloth. And he died for us. There's more to the story. Because if I wasn't more to the story and it ended there, Jesus is a dead savior. But there's more to the story, isn't there? And in John chapter 20, says this: early on Sunday morning, while it was still dark, 3 days later, a lot can happen in a short period of time in the kingdom of God. Mary Magdalene came to the tomb. She found that the stone had been rolled away from the entrance. She ran and found Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved. She said, "They have taken the Lord's body out of the tomb. We don't know where they've put him." Peter and the other disciples started out for the tomb. They were both running. Another disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He stooped, looked in, and saw the linen wrappings lying there, but he didn't go in. Then Simon Peter arrived and went inside. He also noticed the linen wrappings lying there, while the cloth that covered Jesus' head was folded up and lying apart from the other wrappings. This is our last cloth encounter. The first was celebration. Is it a birth of a child, the Savior, Lord Jesus Christ? The second cloth encounter was there when Jesus has breathed his last and he died for us, and it means salvation for us today. It means we can hear a new start. But the last cloth encounter, it says that Peter walked in, it says the cloth was simply lying there. It wasn't needed anymore. He didn't need a mom to wrap him snugly. He didn't need a friend to be sensitive to him, because this last cloth encounter spoke of Jesus' resurrection. Because it didn't end at his death. And if that cloth could speak, what a story it would tell. On parallel, even better than the birth. Because it would have spoke of how I was there at the death and it was gruesome. And I was used for sensitivity. But it was a time when I was no longer needed. Because I seen breath enter Jesus Christ. This tomb was full of light. And resurrection life enter Jesus Christ. And it would have said how it had been tossed aside, because Jesus had a new body and Jesus had new life, and it was our supernatural and it was our glory. He said how an angel, where I just got his little finger and rolled that stone away, because there's more to the story than a dead savior that we need to ken when we celebrate the nativity, that Jesus is alive. And you need to ken what it means to you. Because that cloth represents hope for today. That cloth represents that my Jesus is no longer in a tomb of death, but he reigns forevermore. And he reigns supreme. That cloth represents for me that I can have a relationship with somebody. That I don't worship a person that is still in a tomb, And I didn't worship a baby that was born, but I worship a glorified Savior that now lives forever. And his kingdom will extend forevermore, forevermore, forevermore. Because there's more to the story. And we should live with a hope that we have Jesus Christ. And if it ever happens this side of eternity, he is alive. And death, where is your sting? He conquered death, the devil, hell, and the grave. He is our resurrected Savior. Nothing can defeat him. He trampled on the serpent. He brings life. He brings hope to everybody that can receive him as Lord Jesus Christ. And we may be called sons of the living God because we believe in him. The cloth encounter. And so I think we should celebrate Christmas. But there's more to the story that fills me a hope, that fills me a joy. It's that he is alive, and he is glory, and he is fantastic, and he is beautiful. And if that cloth could speak, what a story it would testify of. But there's more to the story. And I've shared this before. Some of you is maybe near here. It says that Simon Peter also noticed the linen wrappings lying there, while the cloth that had covered Jesus' head was folded up and lying apart from the other wrappings. There was another bit of cloth. It wasn't the linen cloth that covered his body. It says it was a cloth that covered his face, was lying there folded up neatly. The last of our cloth encounters, because there's more to the story than simply he's alive. It says that it's folded. In Jewish culture, it says, maybe seen us in the movies, that if a Jewish man is having a meal, his servants will wait. And his servants are waiting for a signal. And the signal's to deal with the napkin. It's to deal with the cloth. And if the master in the middle of a meal or at the end of a meal is simply finished and they're coming back, you'll have seen this, that a Jewish man is a signal to the servants to clear a table. We'll do this. We'll just simply pick up his napkin and throw it down on the table. That is a symbol that I'm not coming back. It's a symbol that servants, you're free to do for you like. Just clear up, tidy up, get the dishes. For the servant, the Jewish master has left the table. And this passage of scripture says this, that because there's more to the story, that the napkin was neatly folded. And I'm not gonna be able to do that with one hand. It says it was neatly folded. If a Jewish master, as the servants looked on, folded his napkin and meant to us, I'm going. But Daddy feel like and Dad tidy up because I'm coming back again. So Dad rushed into the table. Just wait for my return. You see, there's more to the story. Even that he came as a baby, that he died for your sins. These are resurrected Christ. And it's a cloth encounter. He's coming back again. For servants, they have waited for him. I think that's worth rejoicing in. That we see the trials that we go through. We see the pain that sin causes. We see the pain in the world. But, oh Christ, because there's more to the story than he came as a baby. There's more to the story than he died for your sins. That there's more to the story that he's a resurrected Christ. He's coming back for a wonderful bride. And we have to be ready. And the challenge this morning is for you. You've maybe watched every nativity scene and it's on repeat of now. I hope you can, that there's more to the story. And that because you like the nativity story, it doesn't save you. Do you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God that came into the world to save us for our sins? Do you believe he is alive? And you believe he's coming back? We should rejoice at the Christmas time. But we should rejoice, it's Christmas plus. We should rejoice also the testimonies of the cloth. He died for us, he rose again, and he's a coming king. That is my Christmas thochte. Let's bow our heads.